Hey folks, I just wanted to remind you before today's show started that we are available on several platforms. Of course, we're available on YouTube, we're available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, you can find us on Google. You can definitely find us on iHeartRadio, Amazon, Podcast, Pocket Cast. You can find us everywhere, wherever you listen to podcasts today. iTunes, we got them there. TuneIn Radio, we're there. We are there. On Pandora, we're there. Make sure you tune in and listen to our show today. You woke? It's time to get up. Welcome to Thought You Were Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast. I'm your host, Alvin. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today, I want to talk about the whole controversy behind Brett Favre and actually give you a little bit more details about the TANF program. So, I wanted to make sure I told the story the right way about Brett Favre and all this. So, let's start with TANF, the program, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. That's what it's supposed to be. It was set up in 1996. By then, at that time, Congress that was being led mostly by Republicans with Newt Gingrich and company, it was set up. Now, Clinton had already been talking about trying to get people on welfare back to work and reforming the system so that it would make sure that people got to work. Before, people were just getting cash assistance, and some people, as he said, were on the system chronically. But that was because there weren't things in place to help people get off of welfare. Now, TANF, let me explain this, ain't much better. But what happened is, it's an election year, and Clinton signed this into law. But this is a Republican win, not a win for Clinton and the Democrats. So please, before you put it on them, now the only problem is they signed the bill. And, oh, it's a bipartisan bill. It's very little that's bipartisan about it. So the TANF bill itself allows for states to regulate and decide how they want to distribute these funds, but it only gives the fund for a limited time. I believe at the time the federal government said the limit was 5 years, but every state got to regulate what it is, because Arizona just this year has limited the time that a person can get these funds to 1 year. Now, at the time when this happened, the economy in the United States was booming. Everybody was able to get the job that was on this and get off of the welfare. So it started looking good. The program started looking good. Then, boom, 2008 hit. People were losing jobs left and right. That increased the homelessness rate in the country. It increased the joblessness rate. It probably led to several other things in this state that aren't good that we can talk about. But at the same time, here's some of the other things about that, the TANF program that hurts. So you're letting every state decide how they're going to use these funds. You're going to give them these block grants of money. You send it to the state and you say, hey, make sure your folks in the state get it that need it. But then if there are less people and they're starting to get off the welfare rolls, you can put this money in other places that you might need it, right? So they get put into K-5 programs, back-to-work programs, so on and so forth. There are good things that they're put into, but the money's taken out of the program for what it is supposed to be used for, right? Also, some of this money is given to private charities and private companies and things like that to be used to help poor people, you know, food banks, education programs, again, health programs, so on and so forth. People were doing that with the money. Those were good things. But here's the problem with a charity or nonprofit organization, a 501c. Anybody can be a 501c. NFL's a 501c. I don't know if an NCAA is, but if they are, they could be. So in step this story about Brett Favre, here's something else that happens when you've got these so-called nonprofits involved. Here comes Brett Favre. Oh, good old Brett Favre. You know, he's played 20 years in the NFL. He's got a daughter that he's probably not spent enough time with, but he loves her. He adores her. That's his daughter. He feels like he's got to show all kind of love because he spent more time playing football trying to be a little kid than being a grown man taking care of his family. And I know somebody's going to say right now, no, you didn't. You didn't say Brett Favre's not taking care of his family. I didn't say he wasn't taking care of his family. I said he spent more time playing football than actually doing what it, you know, being there with the kids every day like mom was. So his daughter's grown now. She's in college. She's in college. She's going to Mississippi Southern Miss where her dad went to school. So she followed in her father's footsteps and went to school where he went to school. Brett Favre says, hey, she wants to play volleyball. I want her to play volleyball in the best facilities possible. So he goes to some friends of his. He starts talking to them, you know, about getting money together, how we're going to do this, so on and so forth. So he ends up talking to a particular group of individuals. Nancy New is one of those folks. The other one is John David. What's interesting about these two people? Well, John David is the head of the Mississippi Department of Human Resources at the time. And Nancy New was the director of the Mississippi nonprofit organization Community Education Center. So he talked to them about, hey, I need some money to for this facility. I'm trying to get some money together for this facility at Southern Miss so the kids there who play volleyball can have a better facility to do it in. Okay, says Nancy New. New commits $5 million to Southern Miss Athletic Fund. Basically, this is what it was part of. I guess there was supposed to be some kind of agreement between the two. So she's going to give them $5 million for their facilities if that's to pay the lease on facilities. And these facilities were supposed to be used for programs to help needy families. That's what it was supposed to be used for. So then USM receives two payments of $2.5 million in November 2017 and in December 2017. Okay, so they get these two payments. Brett Favre himself gets $500,000 in 2017 and another $6,000. Okay, $600,000. So all of that, he's going to use that to pay for the volleyball facility. Now, this money that was paid to him were for speaking engagements. I guess this was part of the deal with him and Nancy New and the state director, right? Davis. They were up to something, right? But the thing is, people didn't know where those funds came from. See, Nancy New had got money, $1.5 million, from the TANF funds that were given to the state of Mississippi. John Davis had directed those funds to Nancy New. In all, they got the MCEC got $5 million from the state of Mississippi. So we wonder where the $5 million came for this southern facility, right? Let's add some more names to this. So we move on. Brett Favre then goes and talks to his friend who owns this private company. Let's see where the name of that company again. So he goes on and talks to his friend here, Van Ladingham, sorry if I'm mispronouncing the name, of Prevacus. So he gets together with him and he talks to him. He said, hey, how about we talk to the governor, Governor Bryant? Let's talk to him about getting involved in some kind of way. So he makes a deal with, I guess, Hayden trying to get some money, so on and so forth. And they get involved in this program together with Governor Bryant. Right? So that's $750,000 more show up. So the government gives him $750,000 up front. Actually, New does. New gives him $750 for some kind of anti-concussion program. Perfect takes the money, signs a contract, total of $1.5 million comes from Nancy News organization for this anti-concussion program, which to me has nothing to do with poor kids. But anyway, that happens. Governor Bryan somehow involved because he helps Prevacus get all these contracts and get in contact with these people like New and all of these other folks. And for him, when he's no longer governor, which does happen in the processes of this, he's going to get stock options and other kickbacks, right? Thanks to Brett Favre. So, lo and behold, we get a new administration. We've got a new person in office. And he said, hey, hold up. Davis, the DHS guy, the Department of Human Service guy from Mississippi, was misappropriating funds. They were skimming it off the top, taking it for other things. Nancy New was involved. And then all of a sudden, hold up. Brett Favre said, hey, hold up. I didn't get that money from them. I didn't know about this. Because they start looking at $500,000 and $600,000 he got. So he gets back to $500,000. Then he gets back to $600,000. Now the government says, hey, there's interest on that you owe back. That's another $288,000. So Brett Favre was like, oh, I didn't know where the money came from. I did not know where the money came from. So Davis pleads guilty for his role in all of this when the federal charges come up, right? Davis pleads guilty. I assume New does too. I guess she's going to plead guilty as well because there's several people who were indicted. They weren't the only two. There was other people who were associated with Davis and people who were associated with New who all get indicted for this money. Now, the state of Mississippi is suing Favre for $3.2 million. And say he owed him some money too from this scandal. Now, you know what's the worst part of this? In 2018, Mississippi gets $135 million in TANF dollars. This is for the poorest people in the poorest state. I'm going to read you some numbers in a few minutes. This is for the poorest people in the poorest state. But only 5% of those go to cash payments to the poor families. 5%. $44 million goes to MCEC and other nonprofit organizations. And then when that happened, that's when Brett Favre reached out and asked for more money for the facilities. And apparently he got that money in the tune of $1.5 million. Right? So, this is why in total, Brett Favre, along with the money he's already paid back, owes $3.2 million to the state. He stole money that goes to poor people. But he's not the only one. The whole government, mostly run by Republicans, plotted to make sure that poor people who they believe, by the way, are poor because they don't want to work. Not because we are in situations where people are unemployed. I think Mississippi's unemployment is 3.6%. But because there are certain things where sometimes when there aren't jobs available and people aren't trained for jobs. You know, manufacturing jobs are funny. People will get a job as a manufacturer and for a manufacturer and they're trained to work one way. Then that manufacturer goes away and those people are unemployed. In Mississippi, I want to give you another number. 10.6 to 14.3% of that unemployment is African Americans. That's how many African Americans are unemployed in the state. 7.3 for Latinos or Latinx folks. Those numbers are important when you look at it because TANF is supposed to be helping the poor people, but instead they're building athletic facilities at Southern Miss. Shoot, I get it. Some poor Mississippi kids might get scholarships and get to play sports there. I get that. But when that doesn't make up that big of a percentage of the school, 12% of the school population or less than that, what's the benefit here? Now, the winner in all of this, funny, believe it or not, is the Southern Miss Foundation who gets no accusation against them, even though they're the athletic foundation, by the way, who are trying to build these facilities, who got Brett Favre to represent them with all these different people. Meanwhile, there's damning texts on Brett Favre. So Brett Favre keeps saying, "Hey, I'm not guilty of anything. I didn't do anything. I'm not part of this. I had nothing to do with. I didn't know where the money came from." He sent him a text message shortly after he got the $500,000 and $600,000, saying, "Hey, is anybody going to find out where I got this money from?" Turns around, talks to this Van Landingham guy. Sorry about the pronunciation. Finds out that he sent a text message to him talking about, "Hey, let's get Brian in on this deal." Along with other text messages saying, "Hey, can I get in trouble for any of this going on? I don't want people to know. I don't want the media to know where I got the money from. I don't want..." There's a whole bunch of things going on that says Brett Favre knew more than what he said he knew. Mr. Hall of Fame quarterback who threw the ball to black men, got sacked by black men, who sat in a room with other black men, many of them who came from impoverished families. Well, white men too. White men who sat in the room, who played on football teams that came from impoverished families in Mississippi. Brett Favre is here involved in this scandal where they only gave 5% of that money to one of the poorest states in the union. Look at this picture of the drinking water. That's in Jacksonville, Mississippi, the problem they have there. They say they can put these funds in other places, right? But you're giving all this money to these private organizations so they can use them to help poor people. When they're not helping poor people, they're helping rich people get richer. Giving money to this Van Landing guy who owns this Prevacus company. Giving money to these contractors to build these nice fancy facilities and volleyball and football and all those other facilities at Southern Miss, right? That's what they're giving their money to. They're not helping poor people. Poor people don't matter to Mississippi. Brian himself campaigned in that, said, "We have people who have been out of work for generations. We need to put our Mississippians to work." That's what he said in his campaign speech. That's his whole thing. This TANF program has been around since 96. So that means people supposedly was putting Mississippians to work. Now we got to put more people to work because, well, the program... they just didn't want to work. But what we gonna do is steal the money so we can build some volleyball facilities thanks to our brother Brett Favre. I am absolutely appalled, and I have to be honest with you, with what I'm seeing here. You got the highest infant death mortality rate. Highest uneducated rate. You had the highest number of deaths due to COVID. You are the poorest state in the union. 5% of that money went to the impoverished people of the state. But you did build some basketball, volleyball facilities, and oh my God, they're going to benefit from it. Sure, some of y'all are finna get jail time. Maybe even Brian at some point. Who knows? And we know that Davis and Newell, and their little compadres, they gonna get some. I don't know about this Van Landingham guy. He should get some too, apparently, because he got some of that money as well. All I can say is this: there was $135 million that could have helped Mississippi folks. Only 5% of that went to them. The rest of it went to all this other stuff. It's sick. It's sad. People say people aren't talking about it. We're talking about it, but people aren't talking about it properly because there's something wrong with the whole temporary assistance for needy families program anyway. It allows states to do this. This ain't the only state that's doing terrible things with the money. It allows them to say, "Hey, well, people aren't on this plan like they were before. I'm going to take money off." You know how much money each one of those kids in Mississippi get? $170 a month for each child. And they'll say, "Oh, that's too much money. You give them kids way too much money. That's too much." We talking about school. We're talking about books. Well, no, you ain't got to pay for school books, maybe. But we're talking about clothing. We're talking about toiletries. things like that. You don't get a card to pay for dental supplies, you know, to brush your teeth and all that stuff. There's little things in our lives that we need. Things to clean my house that you don't get from food stamps. That you don't get from housing assistance. You get a place to stay, you get food. But you got to cook the food, you got to be able to clean the food, clean up. You don't get rent, you don't get light, you got to pay light bill, you got to pay maybe a gas bill, you got to pay water bill. Right? All this is about survival, right? Well, you got a roof over your head, you got food to eat. That's all you need. Oh, we don't need to be giving that. And this comes from, you know who's telling us this? This is the funny thing. People tell me, oh, we just need a job. They living in trailers on food stamps. They rent because they can't afford to buy. But they telling you that I don't want my tax dollars used for this. I want to build a damn wall. I want to build a wall and get all these Mexicans out. That's why I'm poor. Now, you're poor because you ain't educating yourself on the truth. Meanwhile, you got folks like Brett Favre stealing from you. Bryant, former governor, stealing from you. Davis stealing from you. Nancy New. Your federal dollars that came to your state to help the poor people there that could have fixed the water problem, could even been used to fix the water problem in Jacksonville, they're being used to build volleyball facilities. That's what we need. We need a new volleyball facility. Let me see up here. Our football team needs a little money. That's what we're doing with that money. I find this absolutely shameful, you know, coming from Brett Favre. You know, I don't know. See, our problem is our image of Brett Favre was this cool guy who played football, you know, who loved his kids, so on and so forth. They always gave you all the good side about people. You never know who you're dealing with in the end, you know. You never know what people really do. We've seen some sinister things happen. And I'm not saying that Brett Favre's not a good guy. Let's stop that. He's not a bad. He's bad. He did something bad. He may be a good guy, but he did something bad. And he ain't the only one. Like I said, we got a list of names of people who were just in the cricket business. Thank you to the Republicans and even Bill Clinton. I hate to say it. No, I don't hate to say it. Because I have a problem with him signing that bill into law when he had all kinds of problems that he could have been dealing with. He signed that bill into law just to get elected. And I'm a Democrat. Yes, I'm a Democrat. Okay. I'm a pro-choice Christian, but that comes first. But I'm a Democrat. And I'm sad to see this happen to the Democratic Party because they let this get pushed in there because they let the Republicans guide this bill to the point where it allows states, hey, you can use discretionary. If you got poor people, make sure you pay them. Make sure you give them something first. It could be 1% of $135 million or 5% in this case. Give them something. And make sure they don't stay on it long because we needed to build volleyball facilities and football stadiums. Oh, we don't use that money for that kind of stuff. That's not what we do. We don't use it for state infrastructure. It's not legal for us to do it that or for that. We'll rent a building out so that some rich people can have a party that's supposedly a charity for poor people. That's another lie that they'll tell you about that money. Yeah, they do some, like I said, they did some states are doing K-12 programs and stuff like that. That's wonderful. I'm hoping that more people are doing that. But like I said, the poor people in Mississippi are still poor. Shoot. Look at this picture right here. And that's what we're doing for our poor people? Nothing. We're supposed to be helping people get out of poverty, right, with this program. Nothing there shows me that you are. We're trying to get you in a job training program, okay? We'll sponsor a job training program with the rest of the money if that's the case. But then we got to remember, now we're depending on the private markets where businesses are deciding, well, we're going to go automate it. We're going to stop people from working. We don't need human beings if I can get a machine to do it. I don't have to pay him every day. He doesn't have to eat, drink water. He can work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I can just keep making money. That's the world we live in. But you're depending on the fact that everybody's going to work. Everybody got to work. Everybody going to work. And it goes back to slavery because that's where they come from, that whole slavery mentality. But after slavery, let me tell you what they did. They put this thing called vagrancy laws into play. Oh, these lazy black people are standing around on the corner in jobs that you wouldn't hire them for because they were black. Right? So then you put them in jail, force them back into what we call slavery, working in fields again, in factories and other things. Because, you know, the 13th Amendment says it's okay to put them in slavery. So then you create the TANF program, put this law in there, so I'm only give you these funds for a little while. And then when I cut you off, you're on your own. Yet we still have places in America where salaries are $9 an hour and they ain't going to feed your family these days. It barely puts rent in. You know, I'm making $9 an hour, you might have rent. Maybe you get some rental assistance, maybe you're getting a little food stamps, because then that's the other program. See, they want to turn the food stamp program into this same thing. They want to turn the housing assistance program into this same type of situation. They're going to turn everything into this so that people like Brett Favre, Davis, and New, and Bryant can steal from you. But you're okay with it. Well, folks, I'm all out of time. I've been fussing for quite some time, but the truth is the truth. We got to look at this. That TANF program, temporary assistance for needy families. It wasn't set up right. We can't lie about that. It wasn't. We understand people don't need to be on a program forever, not for generation after generation, but the way we're doing things is causing people to be set up on the system for generation after generation. We don't properly invest in education. Everybody wants a tax cut, but we don't want to put money in education like we should. We say, oh, we need to educate our children. Well, my children, I don't care if your children are educated. As long as my child's education, I need to build a wall to keep everybody out. But I'm not taking care of myself the way I need to with the tax dollars I got. See, that's another thing people don't know about the TANF program. And then I'm going to stop here. In states like Mississippi, Arizona, places like that where they don't want to raise the taxes, they throw this money in when they get it from the government into the ball of general funds to use for whatever they want to. This goes along with other things like citation to fund your cities and counties, because they don't get money because the state doesn't have enough money to give them because they're always cutting your taxes because you always need a tax cut because we're frugal with people's money when we're not doing what we're doing. We're fine locking people up in jail. We got to pay for prisons, put more people in jail. But that works for the private corporations that get to use that labor, right? Because these people are in prison and the 13th Amendment says we can use that labor. So we'll build more prisons with that money, put more poor people in there, because poverty and crime go hand in hand. But if we educate people and put them to work, guess what they aren't doing? They trying to work to get the house and do all that stuff. They ain't trying to go to jail and become criminals. I'm not saying that all poor people are criminals, but you put people in a situation where they got to survive, guess what happens? State of Mississippi. Well, we got new criminals now. We got Brett Favre, Bryant, Davis, and New. All y'all going to jail. Peace.
You have been listening to Thought Your Woke No Speed Limit Podcast.